So, Governor Tecumseh is being inducted into the Dayton Walk of Fame. Let's talk about his connection here to the Miami Valley.
His connection here, you know, it brings also back to the Oklahoma tribes of the absentee Shawnee and the Shawnee, other Shawnee tribes of his leadership. His leadership is focused on what he has done in the past, is trying to unite the tribes together. And to when today, in today's society, we're just trying to get that for keeps, you know, for his tradition ways of what he has demonstrated, being a warrior and being a leader.
In many ways, his message could easily be applied for today, and it seems that it could be needed more than ever.
Yes, that's what we're wanting to take in consideration and making sure that our tribal youth is put into higher education and learn about their chief Tecumseh.
And Twyla, you've done research on Tecumseh. Let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights you found in your research.
Well, the fact that he's originally from around Oxenia, Ohio, and the fact that when I was researching that, my father is the one that told me to do that because he said he remembered that a very old book that an elder told him about, that my family's name was in there, Longhorn. And so when I looked for that book, I found it after he passed away, but there, lo and behold, there our name was in there. And then we were able to trace our descendancy, and then I was able to share that with the governor because I'm her assistant and I work in the tribe. So I thought that was something really important as an important legacy for the kids. You know, even though we're not predominantly here in Ohio, we still have a very rich connection and a historical background here in Ohio, because some of the towns here, our cities here in Oklahoma, are Shawnee words like Chillicothe and Pequay. Those are actually names of bands of Shawnees that lived in those areas.
Twyla Parker, you know, as she had mentioned, she has done a lot of research, and she is my archive person that I go to educate me as well as what she reads, you know, because being the governor, you have many, many reading issues, and you got issues coming up. So Twyla has taken that role on what it is today. I know when the email first came out, I just put her on this, and this is what her and our media person, Sherman Tiger, has developed, and she belongs to the veterans, and like I said, all three here, Jason and Twyla and I, we are from the same family, the Longhorn family. So my mom was a Longhorn. So we're all ties together, and we're all absentee Shawnee tribal members.
And Jason, you're in full tribal outfit. Tell us a little bit about what you're wearing.
Okay, I'm a Native American powwow dancer. The dance style I dance is called a traditional dance. It's derived of a war dance. And some of that stuff you see in my outfit is of floral design, which is characteristic with the woodland design, which is akin to Ohio area, woodland area. And that's what one of the Shawnees were known as, is as a woodland Indian.
Will you be demonstrating anything today?
I didn't bring music or anything. I was just came as a show, a symbol of my heritage of Chief Tecumseh.
I really appreciate all of you speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us and for honoring Tecumseh.
Thank you.